Welcome back to Shattering Mess. The New York Police Department is reportedly investigating whether or not terrorism played a role in Thursday's night's hatchet attack on city cops. Officers shot and killed a man identified as Zale Thompson, 32, of Queens, who fractured the skull of Officer Kenneth Healy, 25, at about 2 p.m. in the Jamaican section of Queens. Videotape and witness accounts apparently showed Thompson intentionally targeting four rookie officers. I've seen the video. Thompson was seen minutes before the attack pulling a hatchet from his backpack, and then he began swinging it at the officers, slicing a second cop on the arm before he was fatally shot. This quote, "There is nothing we know at this time that would indicate that terrorism is the case," said New York Police Department Commissioner William Bratton, lying to reporters during a press conference at the Jamaica Hospital. "That's what the investigation will attempt to determine." No, it won't. It will attempt to disassociate Islam. Healy remains in critical but stable condition, said police on Friday. The 29-year-old woman walking nearby was also struck in the back, this time, though, by a stray bullet, and remains in stable condition. Thompson, whose Facebook page includes a passage from the Quran and a photograph of a masked militant, is being investigated for possible terrorist connections. "This is what makes me so pissed off. And I'm just angry. I'm angry at the stupidity of my country. I'm angry at the stupidity of academic institutions that pour out journalists that can't think. I'm angry at the stupidity of those involved in the judicial system, whether they be cops or judges. I'm angry at the stupidity of our politicians. Why are they looking for terrorist connections when the Islamic connection is the only one that matters? Terrorism isn't a motivation. Terrorism isn't a doctrine. Terrorism is a tactic. Religion is the motivation, the religion of Islam. It is the one common denominator in all of these horrific acts, whether it be the driver that ran over the reservist in Canada 3 days ago, the gunman who murdered the soldier in Canada at their parliament 2 days ago, whether it be the driver of the car that plowed into the family in Jerusalem and killed the American baby, whether it be the continuing kidnapping and rape of little girls in Nigeria, or this hatchet attack in New York. We ought not be concerned as to whether or not it was a terrorist act, and I can't stand it that Republicans want to hold the president accountable because he won't call something like the Benghazi attack a terrorist attack. That is irrelevant. And, of course, it can't be a terrorist attack because the attack was against a government institution. Terrorism is perpetrated against civilians. The issue is, was it motivated by Islam? Of course, in Benghazi, the perpetrator was Ansar Sharia, Friends of Sharia Law, which is Islamic. This hatchet attack in New York was perpetrated by a man who was citing the Quran as justification for what he was doing. This notion that in Canada, that it was not part of a organized Islamic terrorist group like ISIS, like the Islamic State, and therefore a lone wolf, and Canadians ought not be concerned, is utter nonsense. The problem is Islam. That's the one thing that all of these horrendous acts have in common. It's the basis of the war that is taking place, not only in Syria, but also in Iraq. also in Afghanistan, also in Yemen, also in the Sudan, also in Ethiopia and in Kenya, in Tunisia, in Libya, in Egypt, and of course now in Canada and the United States.
Quick question. As far as Canada goes and how they shouldn't be afraid compared to us, here in America, do we have the right to speak out against Islam and say that this is bad, point it out?
We have the right, but the consequence of doing so is that the spokesperson is typically boycotted. They will typically lose their job. They will be isolated. They will be publicly humiliated and crucified for telling the truth. In Canada, it is actually a crime.
That's what I was going to say. That was my next step. Because here, we at least have the... we're not going to be convicted for a crime, but you are... You can't go to Canada.
No, I can't go to Canada because I have quoted from the Islamic hadith that prove that Islam is a terrorist manifesto.
Which using the truth means that you're, you know, whatever they want to claim.
Yep. Yeah, criminal.
Okay. So they're up against it even more so in that aspect that they can't even speak out against it.
But only because morons stupidly have passed idiotic legislation against the truth. You know, this notion that speaking against Islam is hateful is just idiotic. That there is nothing more compassionate, more loving, than telling people that there is a deceitful, deadly, and destructive dogma out there that, if unchecked, will absolutely devastate everything they care about. That's what's loving. To tell somebody that's risking their soul based on an obvious lie, that they ought not do that, that there are reasons for them to open their eyes and to open their minds and to walk away from this despicable religion. That's what's loving. That's what's compassionate.
I guess to those people that say that it's hateful to speak the truth, I would tell them, don't tell your kids that fire's hot, because that's just as hateful. Because if you tell them that something's bad and could hurt you and could bring pain to you, and if that's doing something hateful, one, everybody feel free to be as hateful as they want in my life, because I'll gladly accept what you're telling me. And two, that's what you're supposed to do.
Let's say that Israeli Jews started a war and then armed both sides in Syria. Let's say that Israeli Jews invaded Iraq and broke it and unleashed a wave of terrorism. Let's say that Israeli Jews were responsible for the two murders up there in Canada. Let's say that it was an Israeli Jew promoting the Star of David that took the hatchet to the New York cops. Let's say that it was Israeli Jews who were operating in Nigeria, who were kidnapping little girls and raping them. Let's say that it was Israeli Jews that perpetrated 9/11. Do you think that the world for one second would hesitate to speak out against and condemn Israel and Jews and Judaism?
No, not a chance. You said all that, and I got sad. I got sad. I felt horrible because I know everything you just said right there is so true.
When all of these things, the only thing that they have in common is this perverted religion created by the most repulsive man who ever lived, Muhammad, and his absolutely moronic Quran, immoral Quran. Why is it, when that is the common denominator for the vast preponderance of the violence and deceit and demonic behavior we're witnessing in the world today, why is it that no one, other than IQ and myself and maybe a handful of others, are willing to declare the truth? Disgusting. What's happened to us? No wonder we're so lost. We're blind. We're apathetic. We're ignorant. And folks, ignorant is not bliss. Yahweh said through his prophet Hosea that my people are destroyed because of ignorance. Folks, you need to oppose every media outlet that tries to identify an act with terrorism. You need to disavow any association with any politician that speaks of terrorism or radicalization. The problem is Islam. It's not terrorism. It's not radicalization. The problem is Islam. It's the Quran. It's the Hadith. It's Sharia. It's Muhammad. It's Allah. They are rotten to the core. It is a terrorist manifesto. It's a declaration of war against all humankind. It is a pile of lies that has devastated everything that it's touched. It's the most deadly disease ever perpetrated on humankind. It is vastly more deadly and destructive than Ebola. It is more deadly and destructive than every disease, every other disease that has harmed humankind. It's not that you can take a few Quran passages out of context and to show that it is warlike or that it is deadly or that it endorses rape or kidnapping or the slave trade or that it is a terrorist manifesto. Is that that's the basis of Islam. That's how it was founded. That's how it was funded. That's how it was promoted. Muhammad was a terrorist, first and foremost. By his own declaration, he said, I was made victorious with terror. It's true. It's time we stop using the label terrorism as if that's the motivation. No, it's the tactic. Even Muhammad got it right. I have been made victorious with terror. Terror is the tactic. You can't fight a war against the tactic. You have to know the cause. You have to know the motive. You have to know what binds those who deploy that tactic. And it is Islam. Man with the hatchet was a Muslim. On his Facebook page, he quoted from the Quran. And yet, rather than make the connection to Islam, instead the judicial system and the media are now searching for a possible terrorist connection. Terrorism is a tactic, folks. You can't have a connection with a tactic. What are you going to do? Are you going to make the connection between Sherman's March to the Sea, which was a terrorist attack orchestrated by Abraham Lincoln against the South, to the dropping of the bombs over Hiroshima and Nagasaki and the firebombing of Japanese and German cities, which were terrorist acts to make the continued promotion of the war impossible for the Japanese military? They were terrorist attacks. You going to make that connection? What connection are you going to draw by tying terrorism and terrorist acts together? Nothing. It is a tactic. It is a tactic that has been used for the whole swath of human history. When militaries don't think that they can prevail simply by having armies fight armies, either because one side, the side that you're on, is too weak to prevail in a direct military confrontation, or because you can't successfully occupy and control people and dissuade them, then terrorism is applied. America did it in Germany. We firebombed German cities, not manufacturing plants, cities filled with women and children. We did the same thing in Japan. It's terrorism. Abraham Lincoln realized he could not win the Civil War on the battlefield, and so he sought to make war unthinkable for the South and promoted Sherman's March to the Sea. Terrorism is a tactic. A connection between terrorist assaults leads you nowhere. Connecting terrorist attacks gets you nowhere. The issue is Islam. It is the common denominator amongst all of these acts. The killers in Canada, the killers in Nigeria, the killers in Syria, the killers in Afghanistan, the killers in Somalia, the killers in the Sudan, the killers in Egypt, the killers in Libya, the killers in New York City have one thing in common: Islam. If you want to make a connection so that you understand, make the one connection that is consistent 99% of the time. And then come to study Islam. Read the Quran. Read the Hadith. Come to understand why Islam is so deadly, why it is so destructive. One source told this newspaper reporter that there are suspected terrorist ties. No, they're not. This was not an act of terrorism. There are no terrorist ties. Thompson, who served in the U.S. Navy from 2001 to 2003, allegedly called for a revolution on American soil on his Facebook page, but the messages were no longer visible this morning. Why? Because they were taken down. Why? Because the U.S. government doesn't want its citizens to be informed. It's why when it became obvious that the idiot that was so murderous at Virginia Tech, who went around as claiming to be Ishmael's Axe, which is an Islamic concept, when the connection to Islam became obvious, his videos were taken down. His website was taken down. You could no longer find out anything about him. And the same is true with, and all along the way, even with the bombers of Oklahoma City, when their connection to Ramzi Youssef and Abu Sabel and the Philippine terrorist organizations was made known, it was shut down. That's why Sandy Berger was found burglarizing in Washington, D.C. Across the board, even with the first bombing of the World Trade Center with Ramzi Youssef, you never hear of his past. You never hear the fact that he himself came up with the plan that is 9/11, that he had no connection to Al-Qaeda. Thompson, the Muslim who perpetrated the hatchet attack in New York, he said, think of a swarm of bees, and he wrote in parentheses, Negroes, that surround and attack an elephant, he wrote in parentheses, America, to death. This was the suspect called for guerrilla war. He's not a suspect. He's now a dead murderer. Not a murderer, because the people that he hatcheted, he got one person in the arm, one person in the skull, and the cops trying to stop him shot a woman in the process. Helicopters, big military, will be useless on their own soil. Another post read, that's not true, but nonetheless, that's what he wrote. They will not be able to defeat our people if we use guerrilla warfare. He's talking about black Muslims. Sources told the Post that Thompson held the hatchet in both hands like a baseball bat. He swung it three times. The first swing broke the cop's arm, while the second was amiss. The third struck Healy in the back of the head. The cop yelled, "Drop it." Witnesses told the newspaper he raised his arm up high and brought it straight down. on the cop's head. Doesn't take much Islam to turn a man into a savage. By the way, for those that would say, you know, that's unfair, that there are Muslims who are peaceful and that there are millions of Muslims around the world that are peaceful, it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. Someone who is a bad Muslim that doesn't have a clue what Muhammad said and did, who have never read the Quran, have never read the Hadith, who don't follow Muhammad's orders or example, who are just Muslims because they were born a Muslim, but have absolutely no clue as to what the Quran says, what the Hadith says, what Sharia law says, that they are just clueless about Islam. They decide, I'm going to be a Muslim because, you know, I like prostration prayer. I'm going to be a Muslim because I'm told it's the religion that is for blacks against slavery. I'm going to be a Muslim because how could you not like a religion that encourages pedophilia and rape and kidnapping and the slave trade and stealing?
To that, I guess I would say, to people that say that, is if I gave you some meat, let's say I give you 3 steaks, and they all have just a little bit of mold and rot on them, are you going to eat the steaks?
No. But the fact of the matter is that you should never condemn a religion, nor endorse a religion, nor excuse a religion, nor a political scheme, based upon your opinion about the belief system of some of its adherents. If you want to expose or condemn, promote or condemn a religion or political scheme, you need to go to its source material. You need to go to the founder. You need to go to and examine the behavior of the first to embrace that religion or political scheme. And that's fair game. But to place your views on people, ignorant of what the religion actually itself says, is moronic. The Ben Affleck approach is absolutely ignorant. It's immoral. It's grotesque. You know, first of all, the average Muslim can't be a moral individual that just wants the best for their children when there are as many as 125 to 250 million Muslim girls who have been sexually mutilated by their mothers. Just can't be. The average Muslim can't be peaceful when virtually every act of terrorism today is perpetrated by a Muslim. The average Muslim can't be peaceful when they vote overwhelmingly for the most fundamentalist Islamic candidates whose speeches and whose actions are despicable. The average Muslim cannot be peaceful when today's principal wars and the carnage that's been wreaked on humankind is perpetrated by Muslims. When Muslims are the common denominator in the most heinous behavior that's being perpetrated on our planet today, you can't make the case that Islam is peaceful. And all you have to do is understand why the average Muslim is so violent, is so deadly, is so despicable. And that is to read the Quran and Hadith and learn for yourself that Islam has a singular founder, a singular exemplar. And that person was everything that we detest today. He was a terrorist. He was a rapist. He was a pedophile. He was a thief. He was a liar. He was a kidnapper. He engaged in the slave trade. He was everything we despise. The common connection between all of these horrible acts is Muhammad. And you're doing Muslims a great favor when you expose and condemn his religion. You're doing yourself a great favor. when you shed your ignorance and come to know the truth about this horrible disease that is called Islam. Turning to Muslims acting badly, the three-month-old baby killed in Jerusalem when a, we'll put in quotes, Palestinian man, a Muslim man, masquerading as a Palestinian, slammed his car into pedestrians, was an American, the U.S. State Department said yesterday. When the Islamic State allegedly beheaded an American journalist, we declared war on the Islamic State, began to bomb them, have killed some 500 to 1,000 individuals with American bombs since that time, have perpetrated some 600, 700, 800 bombing missions against the Islamic State, all as a direct result of them showing a video where they allegedly beheaded an American journalist. And here is a Muslim masquerading as a Palestinian, and he drives his car directly into a crowd of civilians, and he murders an American child, a baby, 3 months old. And we don't do squat? Why aren't we bombing the so-called Palestinians? Why aren't we declaring war on them? Because we're hypocrites. Because we're a nation of numbskulls. Because we've lost our moral compass. For us to go off and be bombing the Islamic State because they're kidnapping and raping Zoroastrians, and then providing billions of dollars worth of gifts to a mythical people known as the Palestinians when they commit egregious acts of murder in the name of their revolting religion. We've lost our way. Where is Obama's condemnation? I mean, this time he wasn't on the golf course in Cape Cod. Because there wasn't video of this Muslim screaming Allahu Akbar as he murdered the American baby, we're not going to declare war on the Palestinians? 8 other people were seriously injured when the driver accelerated and deliberately crashed his vehicle into pedestrians standing before a light railroad station. And then he fled before being shot by the police. He later died of his injuries. The baby was an American citizen, the State Department spokesperson, one of the most reprehensible people on the planet, Jen Paskey, told reporters in a briefing on Thursday. She gave no other details on the infant or the family, citing privacy concerns. U.S. officials in Jerusalem are assisting the family, she said. We're such hypocrites. And she is the choir leader for the hypocrites. Israel police identified the driver as Abdel Rahman Shaloudi. Abdel, like Abdul, means slave to. Rahman is Islam's initial god. You see, while Muhammad was in Mecca, Allah, as the biggest rock in the Kaaba, which was a rock garden for rock gods, would have expected to do something, like speak, like roll over, like crack up, I don't know, be a weather rock, show, you know, if it's cold, that it's frost on top, if it's going to rain, that it's wet. But no, Allah couldn't do anything. He knew it. So he named his first god, the Quran's first god, after the rock god of the Yemeni. And that was Ar-Rahman. And there's surahs devoted to Ar-Rahman. Surahs that even say that the name of God is Ar-Rahman. This man was a living embodiment of Muhammad's lies. He was a 21-year-old Palestinian, which is a lie. There hasn't been a Palestinian for over 2,000 years. He's from East Jerusalem. The incident is called a terrorist attack, even though it is not. It's an Islamic attack. Then this Reuters journalist says it's one of the worst spikes in violence in weeks in a city at the heart of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Bull. There is no Israeli-Palestinian conflict. There is an Islamic assault against Jews. It has been going on for 1,400 years. It started with Muhammad when he hunted down, robbed, exiled, murdered, and raped, as well as enslaved, every Jew within camel ride of Mecca and Medina. At one point, decapitating 600 to 900 in a single day just for his entertainment. Raping himself. Women whose husbands he had murdered. The conflict is Islam against Jews. The Quran is an anti-Semitic rant. That's the truth. Let's tell the truth. Site, which is a website that monitors Islamic groups, said a post by the killer in New York, not the killer, but the hatchet man in New York, described jihad as a justifiable response to the oppression of the Zionists and the Crusaders. A Muslim. He was engaged in jihad. And his reason for doing so was the oppression of the Zionists and the Crusaders. And another news story it talked about, he says, you know, that the Zionists and the Crusaders are so immoral that Muslims are justified in killing them. So taking a hatchet to a man and putting your hatchet in the middle of his skull, to a man you don't even know, that's moral, according to a Muslim.
A man that had nothing to do with anything that you just said.
That is correct. Yeah, then there's no correlation between the New York Police Department and anything Islamic or anti-Islamic. Anyway, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu correctly blamed President Mahmoud Abbas of the Palestinian Authority, the PLO of Fatah, for inciting the violence that led to the death of the three-month-old child, the baby. In a speech over the weekend, Abbas called on Palestinians, Muslims, to defend Al-Aqsa Mosque, which is an Islamic mosque. By all means all, that's all means, after a series of confrontations between Muslim worshippers and police in and around the mosque compound. Why was there a confrontation? Because the Muslims were using weapons at their disposal, bombs, Molotov cocktails, and rocks, to attack the police. And when the police went after them to get them to stop, they ran into the mosque, and there the police found large caches of Molotov cocktails and bombs. Islam was the source of their violence. It was their headquarters. It was their command and control center, the mosque. And this is a mosque that sits on top of Yahweh's Temple Mount. It is Allah who was modeled after Satan, saying that I am greater than the Most High.
Yeah, and the fact that they ran in there and they had all that stuff ready to go, I mean, they were prepared. That's what they wanted to happen. They
Correct.
Were prepared for that.
To worship in Islam is to be a terrorist. It's to applaud jihad. And yet this journalist wants to blame the attack on Israeli rightists who frequent the compound and are increasingly demanding the right to pray there. That's the cause, according to this pathetic journalist. That you've got Jews who want to pray on their Temple Mount. Not the Muslims who are controlling it. Not the Muslims throwing the rocks, not the Muslims acting in jihad, not the Muslims throwing the Molotov cocktails, not the Muslims equipped with bombs, not the mosque that is blighting the Temple Mount. No, it's because Jews want to pray. Praying Jews, that is the cause of it all. According to this pathetic journalist, known to the Jews as the Temple Mount. No, known to the world as the Temple Mount. Known to the world as the Temple Mount. The compound is considered Judaism's holiest site. No. Judaism specifically eliminated the temple from the religion. Rabbinic Judaism exists to create a religion where the temple is no longer important. To Rabbinic Judaism, the temple means diddly squat. There isn't a rabbi in the world who wants to rebuild the temple. They wrote the temple out. Why don't you study Judaism before you write? They go up to the wall, the Western Wall, and they do their rabbinic prayers and as minions, which is 10 or more, and they bob their heads and they recite rabbinic prayers. They don't cite the Torah. They don't quote the Torah. They have no interest in the Torah. The Torah is focused on the temple. Because the temple represents Yahweh's home and the covenant is all about Yahweh's home. It's the Torah that's focused on the temple. And the Temple Mount is the most important site, the most set-apart site in Yahweh's eyes, who just happens to be God. But it has nothing to do with Judaism. The religion wrote the temple out of their religion because the temple ceased to exist in 70 CE. Think. Think, people. It's not going to hurt you to think. To shed your ignorance, to open your eyes, to open your mind, and come to know the truth.